I have no issue if we take a look at a bid that's just the road and then a bid that has the larger cost, the sewer, the water, whatever else needs to be done, so we can, you know, obviously pick the best option available or decide at that time which route we want to go. But I think the key is getting the road in. I think the sidewalk obviously is important as well. But to know what the cost is. And then also, by us getting that bid, if we choose to still just do the road and the sidewalk, we know what it costs to put in the sewer and the water. And the developers then now have that number. And, you know, if they at some point down the road choose to want to do it, that's a project. Now, guess what's going to happen? They're going to have to, you know, do some, it's going to cost more because we put the road in that. But I guess I wouldn't lean to do that cost. I think the road has been something we've wanted for a long, long time to get in there, and just we've been tied up because who owned the land and just, you know, what's gone on the last couple of years. So I'd be okay with having that as a part of the motion, Kristen.
Mr. City Engineer.
So, and again, I just want further clarification. So when you add a pavement, that increases the runoff, so you have to increase your drainage system. Both developers were accommodating the storm drainage system by their own respective ponds. If we do the road by itself, I got to somehow figure that out, and it'll take some thinking to do that. So I guess, do I have permission to use some funds to acquire a consultant to assist with that? Because it'll require more property too.
Kristen, this is your area. What do you say about that?
Well, I could add an alternate bid for water and sewer, but I guess, do we really think they're going to be moving forward, especially given where we're at right now? I don't know. I would think that the motion would cover when you're doing preparing the project documents to receive the donations from the developers, that you would find out from them any additional willingness, if they're willing to put in the water sewer, or if they're willing to, you know, come to the table with stormwater ponds or anything. So I think by preparing those documents, we'll get those answers. But without doing that, we're not going to have any answers. We can simply go out to bid, but I think it's wise to include those extra items, because they're great value to the city, and the engineering plans that they have already include, they've calculated in stormwater, they've calculated in sidewalks. The plans are done.
And we're getting those plans, right? They're donating those plans, if I recall?
That was the idea, and they were okay with that at the time. They were going to donate the right-of-way and the engineering plans.
That was my understanding. That's why that was important that that's a part of this.
So the only thing would be to amend my motion for the ultimate bid for adding on for water and sewer.
And I'm okay with that. I would second that. And that's what Alderman Dandrea was shaking his head up and down yes.
Okay. This will be interesting. It's a motion on the floor. Do you understand a motion, Mr. City Engineer?
I believe I can make something work with that.
Okay. Madam Clerk.
Could I hear it again, the motion?
Madam Clerk.
I am missing the middle part.
There's a middle part that you're missing.
Kristen, can you read it again?
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Okay. Hold on, Kristen. Check what the clerk is about to tell you.
Alderwoman Wilhelm moved to authorize staff to prepare the necessary documents to receive developers' donations for the road right-of-way. Now I'm missing the next part of the sentence.
And engineering specifications for Marquette Avenue.
And to advertise for a competitive public works project with an alternate bid for adding water and sewer.
Yeah, I think you just missed one word, and to advertise four bids as a competitor. You just missed the four bid. That's it.
That was right. My second.
I'm going to be technical here. Advertise for and accept bids. Okay, Everybody,
do we want to see the bids and accept them when they come to the council? I mean, usually the bid process is...
All right, I didn't say that. Okay, I didn't say that. I don't want... Forget it. I didn't say that.
Yeah, leave it the way it was.
Good Lord. It's Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is the sun out? No, maybe not. I don't know.
Nine.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
St. Patty's Day.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstention. Motion carries. G9 is the Tourism Commission proposed gateway signage and banners. Madam Director of Economic Development.
Excellent. Long time coming for the city. We've needed this for years and years.
Thanks, Jim.
This looks great. It's going to be nice to see those up there. Do you need anything from us? Do you need action or anything or no?
Yeah, there is action required.
I'll make a motion.
Wait a minute. Mr. City Attorney's got the motion.
Oh.
Because it's not on here.
Staff reviewed and as stated in the action sheet, this is a public works project subject to public bid. The thought was the City of Franklin owns the property upon which the signs will be installed, including out in front of City Hall. So the Franklin should authorize the subject to be let for bid, which would be part of the motion. And whatever details you may be interested in, assuming that these pictures on the action sheet are what would be the return project, and the council may have multiple other questions on how the messaging works on the...
Stop it.
Et cetera. But also that the council should state that upon receipt of the bids, those also be returned to the Common Council for approval as to the final product to be produced on its property as a result of the project, even though the funding is totally from the Tourism Commission.
Is there a motion to authorize Tourism Commission to bid?
Second.
And upon
return to County Council with the bids.
As stated by the city.
City attorney's message.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Yes. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Six ayes. No noes, no absent, no abstentions. Good job, Kelly.
Thank you.
G10 is an ordinance to amend 2019-2398 general fund budget for 2020,
so
transfer
move.
Of $105,000 for IT.
Second.
This is a good deal. Jim worked very hard on this.
That's why we give him a quick thumbs up and moving on.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
This is a roll call.
I'm sorry. The one time I didn't want to do a roll call, and here we go. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dan.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. G11 is a change in our personnel. Jim, quick.
I will be brief. This is basically looking at changing our personnel right now, which is two contractors with Heartland Business Systems. We're spending right now $252,000 a year for two desktop support analysts. I'd like to actually turn around and bring these in-house, hence the budget amendment number 10. With this, we will be getting two desktop support analysts, one for City Hall, one for the police department, and then later on in the year, we'll be looking at actually hiring on a server and infrastructure engineer so I don't have to be spending as much time in the data center any longer. All of this will be done under the existing budget that we have right now for $252,000. With this proposal, we will be actually turning around and getting 50% more hours out of our staff than what we currently are spending. I think we will be getting better quality employees that I will be able to turn around and directly mentor, train, educate, and discipline as necessary. This is a model being used in municipalities throughout all of Milwaukee County that actually has an on-site IT department. And this is a change in direction of strategy, that instead of outsourcing our IT personnel, we are going to be bringing it in-house, largely because now you have an IT manager who understands technology and can actually lead forward with the staff, where before he had a director of administration, noble as he was, but he was not an IT technologist, and he turned around and outsourced that for quite a few years through the Heartland contract, and I think this is probably going to turn around in the end and give us a much better quality service than what we are providing today.
The Heartland guys are one skill level each, and they don't vary within that skill level. Is that correct?
Correct.
And
they are all generalist positions at this point. So we are looking at moving them beyond just a generalist and moving them more over to understanding the technology and having a deeper understanding of the technology that we use in government.
Alderman Dandrew.
Now, Jim, we are increasing staff, so we're going to increase benefits. This number, is that inclusive of all costs?
It is inclusive of all costs. All the numbers that I had actually went to both HR and the finance department, and they reviewed all the benefits to make sure that my numbers were correct.
Now, you have 252 this year.
Correct.
Is that contract that we have with Heartland, does that escalate? Is there an escalation clause on there similar to what we're going to have with payroll?
What we will be doing is removing the on-site staffing, and we will no longer be doing on-site staffing at all with Heartland. Instead, we'll be taking that on entirely in-house. So the only thing that we will be doing with Heartland would be anything that we would need for ad hoc projects. And normally I try to build that into the project costs.
So you're saying that our costs internally should always stay below what we've been paying externally?
Conditionally, with inflation, yes, that we will be spending less right now than we are currently spending with Heartland.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor?
Alderman Barber.
Is it possible that this could be brought before the Personnel Committee, or is there a timeline that we have to look at? Because Personnel has not had a chance to digest this.
Yes,
and
we
make
were.
Their recommendations.
We were trying to do that yet last night. Unfortunately, we did not have quorum on it. One of the main reasons why I'm trying to move this along as quickly as possible is we did have a person at Heartland Business Systems who supported the police department leave. We have a temporary person in there right now. She's working as well as she can under the circumstances, but I would like to have a permanent person hired and trained for that job as quickly as possible instead of running entirely on temporary personnel.
Did you hear that, Mike?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Anyone else?
Yeah. Does anybody else on the committee have a thought?
Mike, I am on personnel, so you do have the blessings of finance then?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thanks.
For those on the phone, Mr. Rotzenberg is nodding up and down. Is there a motion regarding this matter?
I'll so move.
Second.
Discussion of the motion to approve the newly created job description. Okay. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Motion carries. Thank you,
Thank
Jim.
You.
G12, authorize Director of IT to execute a participating amendment addendum agreement through NAS procurement officers. What is this, Jim? NASPO.
This is basically an extension of, because we do not have them under a NASPO agreement, we have something similar to it right now. The NASPO agreement is, I believe, 14 different states that all get together and jointly agree upon contracts that are very germane throughout all of state legislatures or state municipalities.
Purchasing contract for copiers.
It's basically a contract for copiers. So,
is there a motion to approve?
It's a renewal.
Okay.
Well, first.
No, is there?
Yeah, motion to approve.
Second.
You guys on the phone lost that one. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Jim. G13 on page 197, authorization for renewal of a contract with Inspiron Logistics for our ENS system. That's the emergency notification system, yeah. Which I got a feeling we're going to start using quite often.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Motion carries. G14, page 209, ordinance to amend 2019-2398. I'm glad to hear that. Is there a second?
Second.
Madam Clerk, we need a roll call.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Thank you very much. Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. By the way, accounting is set up, special accounting accounts for all of the virus issue-related issues and expenditures for possible federal reimbursement from all the departments. So we're keeping track of that. We're getting ahead of that game. G15 on page 211. Thank you very much, Council. I appreciate that, and so does your staff. By the way, now's a good time. I cannot begin to tell you how hard your staff is working on this. It's unbelievable to me. They are getting curveballs constantly on this virus issue, and they are taking these issues and just dealing with them unbelievably with skill and grace, and they're all doing it cheerfully. It's tremendous to see them
drinking heavily when they get home.
You what?
Probably drinking heavily when they get home. I know I would be.
Probably. But so if you get an opportunity, please just give them a kind word and a chuck on the shoulder or an elbow on the elbow or whatever you want. But they're doing a great job. And fire department chief and his staff, there's some really exciting work. And some of the agreements that are coming down, I had an opportunity to talk a little bit with Alderman Taylor that we can't talk publicly about, but they're amazing to me. But anyway, Alderman Taylor.
And I would just say, like, you know, I would agree. You know, I was with the mayor today at 3 o'clock for this meeting, and the stuff that's being discussed and that they're discussing daily at that same time, I think their setup is, it's very, there's a lot going on. I think what the mayor said is accurate. I think we have a lot on our plate, and we're kind of like the first line of defense. And, you know, the elections, that's just crazy, the amount of absentee ballots that are coming in and the request. So I think, you know, we have an election upcoming and, need to hold it. And the clerk's staff, the people in her office are doing an amazing job as well. So,
and I'm glad Alderman Taylor did that, because the clerk was going to short sheet my office tomorrow or something, but that's just crazy in there too. Almost 3,000 absentee ballots in the office ready to get counted, and if you think about it, those absentee ballots get counted one at a time on election day. They got to be slid open, compared, then they got to be run through one at a time, and it's absolutely time-consuming, and here's your chance, Steve. And our state legislature had the opportunity to minimize the amount of time it takes to count ballots, and they passed. Mm-hmm. And our legislators chose to do the pass. Just
typical.
Ignore it. So typical. Anyway, so if you, I'm going to say this, Sandy, you're going to yell at me, but if you have a younger person who is healthy and has the time and are interested in poll working, give them Sandy's name, because we're going to need some help. Because if you think about it, our poll workers are all my age and above, and
careful.
I didn't even want to go to your age, Mike.
Yeah, Barbara. Yeah, and remember next week, you got the next meeting, you got to bring lots of treats. I mean, we make up for today's absence. I mean, juju fruits or whatever, you know, what else we like? Reese's Pieces, you know.
Hey, Mayor.
Yes,
Kristen.
Yes, please.
I know that there's on the federal level, a bill that might require provisions in place if it should have to be put off. Do we...
Oh, don't eat, Kristen, don't even say that. I'm sorry, I talked over you, but go ahead again.
No, it's very possible in 2 weeks we have no idea what we're headed into, so I don't know if we have a provision in place, and I don't know if they move that forward where we're going to be, so I just thought I'd bring it up.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.
Mayor?
Alderman Barber, what sunshine do you have to bring to this table?
I also would like to thank our health department and the leadership within the health department